Good morning, 738 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Good to have you with us. The forecast is the forecast, has been the forecast, is always the forecast. It's mid-80s and rain from now until. Mike Wood is a public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. He joins us every Thursday at this time. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. You guys had a bit of an incident this morning, a chase over Three Mile Bridge or something?
Yeah, you know, anytime we can give kudos to our patrol officers, I certainly want to do that, and this is one of those times. Gulf Breeze had a person flee from them early this morning. They came into Pensacola and crashed the car at 14th and Gregory. PPD officers responded quickly and set up a perimeter, and one of our canines was able to track that individual who was hiding underneath the car, so they were able to make that arrest. So, it's good response time on them. The dogs, again, we've said it 100 times, are very important to what we do, and you know the chances of finding him without that canine would have been slim. So, kudos to our patrol officers early this morning.
And you have, just to refresh my memory, in my head, I believe there's about a half a dozen canines for the PPD. Is that right?
Yeah, it's close to that. They try to maintain that number constantly, and so I believe that's accurate. I'd have to go and check to see exactly how many we have working right now, because that does change.
And what people may not realize, you know, I've talked about this before, but, you know, not everybody hears every interview over the course of the years you and I have been talking, is that, you know, dogs have specializations, right? They, you know, some dogs can sniff some drugs or all drugs, and some are trackers, and then some are like the bomb detecting at the airport, and then some are, even now we got the ones that can sniff out the electronics, and, you know, not every dog does everything, and so managing the sort of the stable of canines that are able to fill all the needs, that's a challenge, right?
Yeah, it is, but the ones that are on patrols are generally the ones that can do the narcotics detection and the tracking.
Got it.
Those are the ones that we need on the spot on these situations. And then, like you said, the dog we have for electronics and bombs are always on standby, able to respond as well.
Very good. Anything else happened in the last couple of days or week that we don't already know about?
Uneventful, Andrew.
No, I love that. I love that answer. Any reaction from PPD about the decision to end the stand-up scooters and go only with the sit-down scooters by city council that, come basically September 1st, no more stand-up rental scooters in the city, but they are going to work on extending for the sit-down scooters? I know there's been, you know, nobody seems to want to come out and say that it's a bunch of young people doing X Games with these scooters, but that's what was going on, at least some of what was going on, right?
Yeah, well, you know, we're no really opinion there from us. We're
okay.
Going to leave that up to the fine folks at City Hall to make those determinations, and we're going to be out there. And, you know, whether it doesn't matter what kind of scooter it is, if laws are broken or ordinances are broken, then we'll step in at that point.
Very good. One of the topics that I've been talking about quite a bit over the last week is this issue of the Baker Act intake facility. Obviously, Baptist has been providing this service, and they have been taking most of them. But then Florida West Hospital, HCA Florida West, decided that they would end the program of taking in, and they take about 40-45% of them in. And then they basically gave a 90-day extension where they will take adults because they don't treat the adolescents, as those have to go to Baptist anyway. And we're working on kind of standing up maybe some kind of a central intake facility. But from PPD's perspective, I wanted to give you guys a chance to comment on the concern over Baker Act facilities, but also if you have any opinion about what could or should be done going forward in order to handle these. This is a common thing for officers to have to deal with, right?
Yeah, it's very common. It's something that we have to deal with on a daily basis. And, depending on where the Baker Act individual was picked up, it had determined which facility, whether it was West Florida or Baptist, which one we took them to. So we've got 3 months to wait and see how that pans out. We certainly cannot leave them in our patrol cars or take them to the station. And jail is, that's just not something that you arrest your way out of. So we know that Representative Saltzman and others are working hard on this, trying to get an answer. They've got 90 days to do it, and hopefully it's going to work out.
Very good. Well, obviously, we're very optimistic about an outcome. I have a just like very simple. Well, I'll be honest. It's a marital dispute, and I need you to settle a question that we had. It was about. Not a dispute. My wife had the question. I didn't know the answer either. Okay, so if you have a school bus that stops to let the kids off, and it's on, it's at the intersection, but it's not in the intersection, okay? And you are driving across the path of the school bus, but you're not going past the bus or past its stop sign. You're literally going on the top of the T across where the bus would go. Can you do that while the bus is stopped?
You can make that turn, but as always...
No, not a turn. Not a turn. Going across the front, like the bus is going west, and somebody's driving from north to south across the front of where the bus is stopped, but they're not actually crossing the stop sign of the bus.
If you're not crossing past that bus, then that's permitted. Now, again, you say an intersection, we want you to stop there. If the light, you know, if there's a light there and the light is green, you've got to use caution to go in front of that bus. But if you're crossing, if you're going past that bus, either from the front or the back, is when you've got to stop.
Okay, so front to back is a no-no, obviously. And it was the other one that I was curious about, because we weren't sure either, and that's why I wanted to ask you, because you know all such things. I got a question from a listener that I wanted to ask you also. FHP investigates crashes in the county, and PPD investigates crashes in the city. Is that right?
That's correct.
So is there a reason?
Go ahead. Well, that's not uncommon. There are many sheriff's departments that that do not investigate crashes, and there are a few that do. So that's common in the state of Florida. City police departments all investigate the crashes. So, in their jurisdiction.
Okay, all right, fair enough. And that had been kind of the question, you know, why was that the case? And I assume the answer is, well, because that's a service that PPD is capable of offering, that's, you know, they're able to do it, they have the manpower, and that's why you do it.
Yeah, and I believe the decision on whether county agencies do that is left up to the sheriff. You might want to check with Sheriff Simmons on that to verify, but I believe that's the case.
All right.
But yeah. We investigate all the crashes in the city limits.
Well, like I said, that was a question that was posed to me by a listener I wanted to ask you. Last thing is, we always like to ask if there's a myth or a why do cops do that thing for us today?
Yeah, but actually this is a why cops don't do something.
Oh,
and,
all right.
And it's why, it's why we don't offer rides to drunk drivers. And that should be obvious to anybody, but in case it's not, one of the first things that goes south when you start drinking heavily is your good decision-making skills. And if we pull you over and you're drunk and we just give you a ride home, who's to say that you don't, you know, you're not done partying and you go back out and find another vehicle or take a cab to your vehicle and get in it and drive. And the liability would be on us. And people also ask why did you pull this man over? He made it to his house. He's in his driveway and you arrested him for DUI. Just let him go in the house and sleep it off. Again, who's to say he won't get back in that car after we leave and drive and hurt or kill somebody? So that liability would be on us, and that's why we don't offer rides to drunk drivers.
Very interesting. And also, of course, the deterrence value of making sure that people get punished for the crime so they don't do it again. And very good. All right, that clears that up. Mike Wood, he is Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. As always, Mike, thanks so much for the time, and certainly always appreciate what you do, sir.
Thank you.